This is First Cast.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to First Cast. This is Matt Kress from 358, reporting to you live from the UTC New England Regional.
Hey, and this is Jeff Rodriguez, mentor and coach right now on 173. We're here sitting in the concession area near the pit in this huge convention center. We got an Elgin clock, if you know him from Chief Delphi.
Hello.
And immediately to his right, we got Mr. Art Dutra.
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 How'd it go?
He is, what's your name on Delphi?
Art Dutra 04.
Very nice, Jeff, very nice. Glad you're paying attention.
I know real names, not Delphi names.
It's the same thing.
All right. Art, you do a lot of Vex stuff, right?
Yes.
Did you watch the Vex competition here yesterday?
Between matches, went out because I was busy being the operator for our team. So, the Vex matches I saw were actually pretty exciting. The abilities of the Vex robots were pretty amazing, considering that they were just Vex. I mean, I built the other robots, like the Space Elevator Triple Flame robot, and I was pretty amazed with some of the teams that were here. I know our Vex team was finalists at the regional, which pretty surprised me.
What's your Vex team number?
We were FVC team 59.
59. Everyone remember that.
Yeah.
Moving up in the world. Watch out for 59.
So how's the competition going for your team?
The competition's going well. We had two matches where there's issues with the scoring. But other than that, the competition went really well. We've been doing really good.
Who was your awesome alliance selection, I must say?
Our first alliance pick was Team 173 Rage.
I hear they kick a whole lot of ass. Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to bring the show up to PG
they
now.
They're just amazing. They're just blowing everyone away. All these shots, and...
All right, we're not that good.
Okay.
Elgin's sitting here,
Making weird hand gestures
right,
at me.
I think he wants to talk. Matt.
Yeah, but let's hear what Elgin has to say while I bring that up.
We actually had the pleasure of working against Rage and Gus this year.
Why is that?
We are in the second alliance picked by Hoosie Tex, and we are going to try our best and run through this.
Well, you know we're going to have to beat you, right? We're not going to give you any...
Okay. Sure. I know it.
All right, Matt. What's first on the agenda here?
First on the agenda, we're going to talk about the regional, basically. It's been a very, very interesting regional, actually. I haven't been able to see many matches. The only time I've saw matches that weren't for my team were when I was scouting. But some robots, really strong robots. I saw 237... Elgin's team. They have a very, very nice shooter for autonomous mode. We had a match, we ran with them, we shoot autonomous as well. Both of them drove up and shot in tandem. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen. Just a wave of balls into the goal.
Thank you.
What do you think? This is your first time at the New England Regional, right?
Right, this is my first time at UTC.
What do you think of it so far?
So far, I'm very impressed. They've got a few advantages over us. We can be a lot in the space. But I mean, also, the new convention center.
Yes, this convention center is very nice. There's plenty of room here. If anyone watched the opening ceremonies, there's high hopes for the regional in the future here. Elgin, this is your first day here, right?
Yes, it is. I was unable to attend Thursday, Friday, but heard from my team.
Why's that?
I had work.
Work. Come on, even Mike's ready had a better excuse.
Elgin's a working man.
Yep, that's me. So today's my first day. I'm very impressed by the venue as well. It's a great improvement over the Meadows for viewing, at least. And I haven't wandered too much away from the pits or the field, but from what I've seen, it looks like a great venue.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. The only thing, the only problem I had so far was, it seems like a concession stand's closing a bit early on Thursday. But, I mean, Thursday was, I think it was the latest day. The pits were open till 8.
Yeah, Thursday's the practice.
They kicked us out at 6 yesterday, and tonight, I mean, after finals and awards and everything, we're pretty much done, packed up and gone, so... I can see why they'd close early, but I was kind of hoping they'd open up a little bit longer on Thursday.
What? Move over.
Why?
Because. You want to be on the show?
Okay.
We got it. Any other impressions from the regional here? I'm pretty impressed there.
I definitely am.
It's a big improvement over the Meadows.
Yes,
I'm very glad
is.
They moved it here.
Yep. Definitely.
I mean, there's... And I don't know if anyone's been looking at the people that are here, but I mean... You got Woody was here.
Woody Flowers, Dean Kamen, And I mean, also some people.
Paul Kane won the Woody Flowers for
and
Team 20.
Also, I want to bring up that announcement they made during the opening ceremonies today about the Science Center Cooperation. I'm very excited about that. And later on, you will be able to get live interviews with Dean Kamen and Dr. Ted Sergi from the Science Center. We will have those up on the site soon.
That was pretty freaking great.
That was, definitely a lot of fun. Dean was very energetic. He kept smacking my microphone, actually.
So don't worry, I got good limbs.
Yeah. Also, we wanted to thank the regional committees, Mike Sperber, mostly. He got in touch with us originally and helped do this. Michelle Morales, the PR, she helped us.
Oh, yeah, he's got the name already.
The Connecticut Science Center, she helped us out with that. Ted Sergi, he gave us a great interview. So, also, Jessica.
And, of course, Dean.
Yes, Dean, of course. You got to thank Dean. Everyone helped us out a lot, though, made this happen. I mean, we've got teams that are lending us power now because we've got a power bar.
Yeah,
so,
there's no power in the pits, so we got some power.
So,
laid out here.
We just want to thank everyone for making this a pretty good show, actually. Here on lunch, waiting for the finals.
Alliance selection just happened.
Yeah. I believe we have
20,
the alliance
30 minutes
actually.
Ago?
Yeah.
Here, let's give everyone a up-to-the-minute rundown here. You want to do that, or should we just skip it?
No, give them an up-to-the-minute rundown.
Let's see. 126 seated first. Pick team 20, who was seated up high. 4. I was signaled. 3. 3. You can talk, Elgin. There's a microphone in front of your face.
They're seated third, I believe.
716, pick 237, 181, then pick 358. 38, 157, 177, 176.
Slow down, Jeff.
I don't think the audience cares, so I'm just going to...
Well, not like the audience can tell. They probably just heard a blast of, like, audio. What was that? That was way too fast.
That was
I could barely understand you.
If you want the full match list and all that stuff, go to the first website.
Bottom line is there was...
What a nice host.
There were some surprises within the picking. Team 38 picked two teams who declined and went on to form their own alliance within
the top
8.
That was interesting, yeah.
38 did. Who did they decline?
They picked 195 first, and 195 declined, and then they tried to pick 177, and 177 declined as well.
Wow.
And they went on to form their own alliance.
177's a strong robot. I was looking at them before, the Bobcats, very nice robot. Worked pretty well last time I saw it, so I hope they do well, but not too well, because we're not in their alliance.
Yep. Well, I've been coaching today, so I haven't gotten the chance to see very many matches.
Yeah, I've been running around handling first class stuff, but I saw some matches yesterday, and play of the day, I'd have to say.
What was that?
Yes.
Well, let's keep it positive.
No, but
scoring's interesting.
I'd like to do the play of the day award for first cast.
All right.
I'm sorry, I can't remember what team it was. But they're playing on defense. They've got a full hopper of balls, and they're slamming into a team trying to shoot. And like the last 3 seconds, the other team starts firing, and they hit them, push them out of the way onto their ramp, shot back, dumped a load of balls, and then everything ended.
That's pretty
impressive. It was the free for all. The free for all.
Sorry, I missed that.
It was a very very nice. I can't remember. Do you see that?
No, like I said, I've been coaching.
Yeah, you weren't on the field for that match. I don't remember who it was, but whoever that was a great play. So that was very good.
Well, if someone was watching the webcast and saw that in person, please let us know.
Yeah, we'd like to know what
team
that was.
Give the team number on that one.
So they drew pretty well.
Art's coming back from lunch here.
Art's here with his food.
Stuff
in his face.
A little hectic. Art, have you seen any matches today?
Yes, I have.
Did anything impress you?
What really impressed me here is the amount of robots who are at least... and everything. A lot of robots are just playing defense and tipping over.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to say that again. I accidentally muted everyone. I don't know how I did that.
You hear that, Joe? Adam's not the only one to screw up.
What I've really been impressed here at the ETC is the amount of amazing offensive robots they have here. There are a lot of really good shooting teams here who could shoot in a center goal. And I've seen a lot less of the very harsh defense, like we saw at some of the first week regionals, where teams were like tipping each other over. Of course, there's still teams tipping over, but there's a lot less teams tipping over now. And I've been impressed with a lot of the robots out here. There's a lot of good teams here.
We're going to try to pull something off right here. Elgin, we talked about this before.
Yes.
He needs to surprise that girl that's behind you there.
Alrighty.
Red hair.
Alrighty.
All right, so we're going to walk up and surprise her on the spot here.
Right, first cast right spot interviews.
Just stick the microphone right in her face.
Hey, Janie, you want to comment on first cast?
Everyone knows Janie here. She's a Miss Burning question on Chief Delphi. This is the candid...
I'm having a lot of fun, and we're going to kick ass with 237, so... Yeah.
I agree with that.
I'm going to have to
and our alliance, and our alliance is made up of all Connecticut teams, which is also really awesome, and we're going to win, so... Yeah.
Go nerd!
Go nerd!
Go nerd!
Nerd!
Although, Andy, if you're listening, I need my shirt.
Yes!
Yes. Mike Sereni.
Yep. Mike Sereni.
From my
Mike,
team, Team 237.
Somehow we got the name Mike.
That's Brandon. Yeah. He's doing it with Brandon now.
So, Mike, you're the big programmer. How's your programming working?
Oh, the program's working good. Wait, this is actually, like, live right
yes,
now?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Okay. Okay, well, anyway, yeah, the program's been working good. We were able to score six in the high goal.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was very, very nice.
Almost.
Almost only counts in horseshoes, hand grenades, and bocce.
Oh, come on. You've got to be proud of that. That's pretty good.
It was.
I was happy when we got two or three.
Yeah. And, I thought you would do good. I mean, you are
you're doing implying great. That we're not? Is that what you're saying?
You're doing very good.
It's on now, Mike.
I'm sorry.
It's on.
All right, after I kick Adam's tail in this contest, me and Mike have to have a programming contest.
All right, I'm ready. I'm down.
I think it's called a nerd contest.
Nerd off.
I think we need to let Mike have one more day of rest, though, since he was sick this past couple days.
Yeah, Mike had the flu.
and infected most of the Team 237, I believe.
Thankfully, I didn't show up yesterday or
Mike,
Friday.
Mike, if you get any of us sick, you will pay.
Should I wipe this microphone off right
now?
Yeah,
we should sterilize Elgin's microphone.
We got anything else on the plan here? I'm just going to start making stuff up.
I think this is the part where we start making stuff up.
No,
but
he has not
Jeff,
shown.
They're not supposed to know we make this stuff up. Not supposed to know that. I'm actually trying to...
We had some people over here going, hey, is this first cast? Are you guys... So, we do have some people that actually listen to the show, which kind of surprised me.
I have to apologize. I listened to episodes 1, 2, and 3, and due to unforeseen circumstances, couldn't listen to the rest yet, but it's on the to-do list.
Someone snipped his wire.
Yep, there goes my internet.
Oh, no. What did I miss?
Nothing.
Okay.
No,
trying to get some people out here. It's a bit busy at the regional, but we're trying to get some people who want to sit down and talk with us.
I don't know. Did they announce us?
I told them to.
Well, we were hoping to get more people here, but no one seems to really.
All right, we're trying to get Mark McLeod, our programming mentor, on the show, but yeah, in his typical fashion, he's vanished. So we've got people looking for him right now. Hopefully, we can bring him to you.
So when the heck did you change your name, by the way?
Me?
Yeah, your team name. When did you change
that? I changed teams.
No, that team, 358. When did you guys actually change your name?
I don't know. This is my first year on 358.
Titans or
Mike!
Something like that?
Come here. Give me the mic. And actually, we have somebody here from my team, Mike DiBicari. Elgin just posed a question. Elgin, would you like to repeat the question?
Yes, I would. I asked when Team 358 actually changed their names.
When did you change your name?
You mean from the Titans to the Eagles?
Yes, I guess so, yes.
That was before I came in. I'm a senior now, so...
It's been a while.
We actually worked in New York City in 2002 with you. Yeah.
School in one of us was
here. I guess they don't care.
Way to be subtle, Jeff.
This is fun when Matt's distracted and we can talk about whatever.
Definitely.
We only have to say it's about 2 years.
So this is my first time meeting Matt, I believe. I've talked to a lot of people here. And
this was also my first time actually meeting Matt in person.
I met Jeff this weekend, and I actually walked past him. I believe at one point I actually went up to him, and I asked him if he knew where he was.
But
so
via the magic of the internet, we can no longer have to meet people in person.
Yes.
We just say, hey, send off a quick email, get a screen name, connect to a server,
and
bam, we're talking like
that. And that must explain when we're all together why we stumble through conversations like we are.
I think John is standing behind me. I think he kind of wants to get on the show.
I think he does as well.
Uh-oh. I think I might want to listen in on this.
We have Mark McLeod on his way over, so we can get a programmer's perspective. Elgin, give me that mic. You're not popular anymore.
Mark's more important than Elgin.
I work on one of these.
So,
yeah.
You know, you're recording now, by the way, Mark. Yes. So you might want to grab a chair. You can take mine, actually. So we have here Team 358's programming mentor, Mark McLeod. So what's it been like for you at the competition?
Well, it's been pretty exciting. I really like how the programming's been going. A lot of teams are actually rolling, which I was surprised. I really only saw that RC problem where it died once or twice. And that's mostly because the teams I talked to didn't have the patches in when they got. But of course, they'd start up and they'd sit there and wouldn't do anything.
So, I mean, it's not been a big problem?
Working with my programmer's been hard, you know. It's like in here, there, everywhere else.
Oh, yeah, I heard 358's programmer is a huge pain, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then again, I mean, I remember he told me one time about something about signed, unsigned math.
Yeah, some people get that mixed up sometimes.
Some people, so, like you?
Like me, I have rights and maths problems.
Like that time at 2 a.m. in the lab trying to make it work. Why wouldn't it work? Oh, yeah.
2 a.m. in the morning, you should always check over my curve.
Yes, yes. Oh, because I'm any better at 2 a.m. Ladies and gentlemen, never let me program your robot at 2 a.m. Never.
It does interesting things.
It does very interesting things, but it usually ends up me on the ground, confused, dazed, with the robot driving off the hallway. So, not a good plan, generally, to let me program.
It's really nice seeing the teams, so many different teams, actually programming this year. You know how it was like in 2003? It's like teams. Maybe.
You had some experience with EZC, right? What did you think of that?
EZC is nice for beginning teams, certainly beginning teams. I worked with maybe about three beginning teams. Two of them used EZC because they didn't have any programmers. To begin with, it's easy to drop in, of course. The only problem is you can't really do complex things. You know, it has certain limitations. It's not really programmed. The kids don't really learn to program in C. They learn how to drag icons around, basically.
Right.
So after they got used to that, they got a running program. I tried to move them into MP Lab. You know, MP Lab isn't the greatest, but it works.
So this year, I know from all the times that you've given me some obscure list of things to do and ran off on me. How many teams are you helping this year?
Let's see. I was at rookie team at Port Washington, rookie team at Freeport High School. I was over at Hicksville High School. They're a three-year veteran now, but I mentored them when they were rookie team. I was over at Roosevelt High School. We do a lot of work. They're a second-year team, but they're an underprivileged district, so they don't have any resources. Basically, they've got a bench vice and whatever tools anybody else brings in. I worked with Middle Island High School. I worked with Smithtown High School and Mount Sinai.
Ah, a lot of teams there. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I know a lot of times that you'd give me a list of things to do and you'd vanish on me, and you'd always come back and fix everything that I'd broken after helping all these teams. I've seen you sometimes. You look really, really tired. How do you find the time and the energy to do all this?
I just don't sleep. That's easy. You live on caffeine for 6 weeks, and what else? There is no other way.
Is this your first time up in New England?
We went to Manchester's regional about, I guess it was 2003. We were at Manchester's.
All right. What do you? If you had to compare SBPLI, I've been there once before.
Right.
To like a venue like this.
I like this venue better. So there's a lot more space in it. Of course, everyone knows the drawback here is it would be nice if they were able to rent more stands, but they couldn't get them. That was the problem they had.
Right.
So more stands, obviously, would be nice for people to sit. Other than that, I love big, expansive areas like this. This is just like the pits down in Atlanta, a big open floor space. So you can do almost anything you want to here. Sightlines are good. You can see everything, all the action.
Yeah. Big enough for field pits.
Right.
Bex competition, Bex
lots
pits,
of tables to eat.
Tables
at.
To eat.
They had
one room.
Yeah, the Bex. What did they have? How many teams do they have in Bex? They had like 30 or 50 teams.
Bex, 32.
32 teams.
They had 32 teams in Bex.
I got a little confused because the announcement
set up. So.
Right. Nice. I got a little confused when the announcements were going on because they'd be talking about Bex teams, but I didn't know it.
Yeah, they're just spitting out numbers, and you're going
numbers, and I'm getting. Oh, they're up. I didn't even know they were at this region.
All right. We have also, we have from 177, the Bobcats, we have their drivers. You're in the finals, right?
Yeah. We're the fourth seed, so it should be pretty exciting.
Who are you paired with?
I'm sorry, fifth seed. I'm sorry.
You're paired with 176 and 1124.
Yeah, it should be a good alliance. We're looking forward to our matches.
Who are you playing in the first round, you know?
We're playing Team 38's alliance, so they have 157 and 1784 paired with them, so it should be a pretty good match, but we think we can beat them.
I think you're going to have to get through the unstoppable alliance of 228, 1673, and 1665.
What I'm really afraid of is the first and second seeds, because just from their first pick teams, you have two solid shooter bots, and like 20 has that closed-loop camera feed, and then 237 has a camera routine to aim. I mean, those guys can hit balls from anywhere on the field. You really have to play defense on them.
Yeah. Those are probably the best two tracking turret teams here. I mean, they do a real good job tracking the goal and just shooting them at will.
Yeah, I forgot to introduce myself. My name's Greg. Greg Mara. You might know me from Chief Delphi.
Yeah, we've had you on the show
episode
before,
two. Yep.
Yeah.
I did the camera thing.
Yeah.
I'm excited all this camera
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, how's that working out for you?
Years ago in episode two.
Yeah, that was eons ago.
We have an auto-aimer going on our turret with the camera, so if we can see the light, the turret will aim
at
the camera.
Yeah, we're working on that.
We're working on the autonomous, but it's not going so smoothly, but hopefully for Philly, we'll have it down.
Let's get Peeling in here, too.
All right. Yeah, where's Peeling? Can we get him?
Peeling, get in here.
Yeah, come on. Alex Peeling. Now, don't you have some previous experience with something like this?
Kinda.
Oh, yeah? Tell us about it.
It was kind of rudimentary. A couple friends and I around a mic. It really wasn't anything special at all.
Peeling's Power Podcast.
Yeah.
I believe I listened to the first two or three episodes of that.
Very nice. So you've done the podcasting thing before?
Not so much lately, when school started.
You want to plug?
No.
Plug.
I'd rather people not find out about it.
All right, listen up carefully, everyone. Yeah. Peeling's Power Podcast. We'll have a link for you. Several, all over the place. Oh, big letters.
Automatically forwarding.
Yes. I knew.
I trained them well. What's up? I'm sorry. I'm being distracted here by my team since we got to make a strategy.
Okay, so we have a lot of guests
I'm
here.
I'm cautious here because I got caked in the face yesterday.
No, that's for being caked in the face.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My face was minty fresh yesterday.
Oh, nobody knows this story. We have to tell it.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
I'm gonna deflect this.
It was
by saying,
228, right?
That did it. Ashley Snodgrass's birthday.
Oh.
So you know who she is? She's an old timer.
Yes, but we do need to mention this. Jeff Rodriguez, 173, was caked in the face by members of 228 on Friday, was it?
Yeah, yesterday.
One member.
Yeah. What's your name?
Samantha. John tried caking me again, but that didn't work.
So. Are there pictures?
Yeah.
Okay, those will also be made available on our website or on Chief Delphi. So definitely check those out. I want to see Jeff with cake.
All right, guys, I'm peacing out. I got to do some pre-match.
All right, so see you later.
Big picture.
2 weeks from now, during Philly, put him up during Philly. You should be able to check Chief Delphi.
All right, things are kind of going crazy here. We got a lot of people sitting around now.
Yeah, we do. We have Scott Shaw from
2.7. So just for clarity, who are you that caked me in the face?
Oh.
Samantha Harkness.
And what team are you from?
Team 228, Gus.
And what are we going to do in the finals?
Kick some butt.
Lose to 237, thank you.
Scott Shaw is also here.
Scott Shaw over here, trying to pretend that we're
trying to get into the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
You've all just been 237 pwned?
I believe I made that up.
Or Mike with his picture.
Corey Bout, this one goes out to you, sexy lover.
Oh boy.
We might have to edit that out.
Edit.
Maybe not. We'll just bleep that out.
I hate to be what? It is very delicious. Thank you.
Yes, Jeff sitting here.
You want a picture of me eating?
Yeah, let's get a picture of Jeff eating the cookie. Whoa, no, I said eating, not molesting. Jeff Rodriguez is just molesting a cookie. I'm very, very scared.
All right, I hate to kind of wrap this up, but I got to go do strategy and stuff.
All right, yeah, we're running out of lunch break. So
we're up at like 25 minutes.
You've got plenty of cake and bits.
Yeah, should we get some more cake before we sign
off? I'm sick of cake.
Come on,
it's
cake.
Every hole in his face.
Hey,
Wow. There's nothing like frosting up your nostrils.
All right, so I guess we better wrap this up.
Like frosting off somebody else's hand.
Yeah.
Alright, so I think it's time to wrap
this
up.
That about does it. It's getting pretty crazy here.
Yeah, so I have to go eat. I haven't done that yet. I've been running around.
Yeah, I got this nice cookie to hold me over for all of
But let's have our closing words from Elgin.
Let's have Elgin.
Well,
Elgin
closing
left in the
sounds. Let's not
Elgin,
call them words.
Do you have any closing words here?
Yes, I do. This place is huge. I just had to walk a quarter mile to find the ATM.
Elgin, I've heard about your famous sound effects. I want to hear them. Come on.
Dude, the helicopter. We need the helicopter.
I don't know if it'll work in here, but...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there's some weird waveforms over here in the recording computer. I don't know if that's going to come through.
Ah, okay. The other one? Somebody's got to hold it then. Hold it.
Thank
you,
Elgin.
That microphone.
Andy Brockway over there.
Yeah, let's get Andy on here before we finish.
Hey, you super
glue fell out. You got a fresh one. Andy! Grab
a mic. Welcome to First Cast.
Welcome to First Cast.
Thank you.
Podcast.
Glad to be
first.
Here.
Everyone, is Andy Brockway on Chief Delphi, right?
Yes, Andy Brockway on Chief Delphi.
What's exactly your role on your team?
I'm the engineering mentor.
Engineering mentor?
Yep.
Are you... only engineering mentor?
I am the only engineering mentor. I have another mentor, helps with the build. He restores Mopars for a living.
Nice.
And his son graduated, and he stayed. So
it seems to be that way.
Yeah.
Once you join,
you
never leave.
So I have to ask, Andy. I mean, do you listen to our show, or is this the first time
for you? This is the first time, and I'm listening to it as I speak.
So are you going to go home and listen to it now?
I don't know.
I think
I'm probably going to go home and crash.
Well, when you get a chance, well, how about you go listen to it?
Okay.
He's going to crash because he's going to have so many bells around his neck.
How do you like the competition so far? How's it going?
It's been great.
I'm going to wrap it up. I got to go.
Yeah, we have to wrap this up. Jeff's being a baby.
Right. Thank you very much.
Yep. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, man. All right, well, I guess that wraps it up.
That about does it.
This is Matt Kress signing off.
And this is Jeff Rodriguez. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's
my
closing thing.
We got to edit that out.
Your attention, please. Please yell if you are paying attention.
Attention, please.